The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Jingle bells, podcast mails, Hallmark later, winner.
Welcome to Two Chunks and a Hunk, Christmas style. It's Christmas style today.
It is.
It's Christmas style. And
happy Christmas.
On this Christmas style one, all we're excited about is Hallmark. And I'm Jordan.
Oh gosh, guys. I'm Doge. Today's punchline is frostbite. Frostbite. I'll give you another clean take of that. Frostbite.
Dude, there's two ways this can go, I think.
Okay.
And that's my answer.
Great. Yeah. No, that's actually not the setup for that punchline.
I can't not have it be bite. What is... So when Jack chomping a cookie. What it is.
Mm-hmm. That's not bad.
Yeah. No, that's good. I think that's somebody probably typed that into this website.
I was thinking like snowman vampire.
Oh.
But I think what I prefer
Love
more is what is the unit of measurement to decide how much Frosty the Snowman's hard drive can store.
Dude. Frosty, like BYTE.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. You know what? You were exactly right on the money with snowman vampire, and I don't know how you got that. I have no idea. What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
Really?
Frostbite. Are you serious?
Yeah. How did you get that?
I don't know. I'm really smart.
Yeah.
You're so smart.
Yeah.
If you're smart, I'm Carter, not smarter.
Carter.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. Got him. Work Carter, not smarter.
Work Carter, not smarter. That's actually...
Wow. That's not bad.
That kind of is the thing. That makes sense for me. When it comes to technology,
work harder, not smarter.
If you have just enough charm, you can get away with murder. You can be really bad at technology. Murder,
Oh, that's different.
No.
That's not quite murder.
Those
so
are
much.
Different, a little different than each other, I think.
Well, it's a saying. It's a saying a little bit.
Wow. Yeah,
murder is computers. That's what they say.
I love all of our silly goof 'em ups that we usually do. And normally I'm like, yeah, let's.
I'm ready to be done with it.
We're out of time.
Let's do more of those. But we've got something way more important to talk about today. I cannot believe that I didn't know this existed until last week. But today begins our December coverage of the greatest thing that's ever happened.
It's pretty great.
It's pretty great.
It's our flavor too. It's not like oh, how funny would it be? Because really Hallmark in general, back when we did Deck the Hallmarks and wrote our own, I think we were discovering a flavor, but we were having to adapt a bit to the flavor that was Hallmark.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then this comes along and it is already in us in a cadence that we are all very familiar with and love.
So Hallmark Plus is a subscription service. And when you sign up for it to watch this, when it asks how you heard about it, make sure you type in Two Chunks and a Hunk and let them know that we are how you you heard about this. Because
I think that goes straight to Melissa Joan Hart's inbox. She's got like some Google filters
set up. I'm pretty sure she's
probably had, she's got some stuff, some flags.
She's got a folder.
She's got her own thing now. She's heading on over to Great American Family Network.
Oh, that's true.
Isn't that like the alt-right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hallmark's too woke, dude.
Melissa Joan Hart's going over there, really?
I know Cameron. Candace is for sure, but Melissa. Maybe it's because. Oh, I'm sorry. Melissa Joan Hart has her own production company. That's my
bad. Look. My beef with Melissa films, Joan Hart is exclusively creative.
The theft
based.
Of intellectual property.
Yeah. As far as her her social ethos, I think she seems fine. But I didn't think she was. I didn't think she was headed on over to. I didn't think she was headed on over to alt-right Hallmark.
Yeah.
Altmark. Hallmark Plus is a subscription streaming service put on by Hallmark, the channel you're all familiar with for their lovely cards, I assume is how you know them. And
did you see one of the sign-up bonuses? you could do monthly or you could do a year. And if you do a year, you get like a coupon code to their website and they send you a free card.
No way.
That doesn't feel incentivizing to me.
A card?
I'm like, that's what, like $4?
Yeah.
I could go get a card for $4 anywhere. I'm not going to
buy it. I mean, if that's your flavor.
It's closer to 6 or 7, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's true. In this economy?
If that's your flavor?
In today's world?
If First We Feast all of a sudden had, they probably have a channel you can subscribe to. And it's the same amount. And they're like, hey, we'll send you a sampler size bottle of our hot sauce. Then I'm excited. Like if that's your flavor, then I think. But a card is funny because I don't think they're saying what kind. Do you get to pick what kind of card?
I have no idea, but it's like—
Hope you know someone who died recently.
I don't feel like people who turn to Hallmark for their holiday entertainment are like, thank God something else from the card company. Yeah. Like I've been really wanting them to do something else. And I love that they do cards in these movies.
Speak for yourself. Anyway, the most important thing on this— well, first of all, if you're like me and your mom has a very loud crush on a gentleman from the Hallmark Channel, then she'll be excited to know that he has several movies hidden behind this paywall. And that is a big deal to her.
Who is it?
It's the guy that judges the second episode with the puppy.
Tyler Hines?
Yeah, she has like an enormous crush on this dude.
That's funny. That's funny.
And she, when I called and told her about this show, she was like, ooh, I want Hallmark Plus because my guy has movies on there. And I was like, which one's your guy again? And she told me, I was like, yeah, he's on this. Side note, I didn't realize that this dude is in several episodes of Letterkenny.
That's funny.
And he's hilarious in these episodes of Letterkenny. So, turns out I like him too. He's also my guy, mom. So,
he's the dude dating.
Yeah.
The sister.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I fear that I've rabbit trailed you too much and we're burying the lead here.
I've been trying to say what this is for so long and you guys kept interrupting. So now I got one. I got a free one.
Apologizing for
that. It's unlikely.
I got a free one.
I'm sorry for interrupting.
Hallmark has created the greatest show that has ever existed in the entire world. I don't know how else to say it, and I don't want to exaggerate, so I'll just be honest. It's the greatest show that's ever existed in the entire world. Hallmark has created a bachelor style reality competition show where the winner gets to star in a Christmas movie. Christmas movie that he stars in just comes out right when the show is done.
Right after the show ends. So I'm curious, it is The Bachelor. But it is also, I don't know if you guys were also picking up on this. This is exactly RuPaul's Drag Race without any drag.
Totally.
And it is like weird little baby challenge and then a performance challenge. And then the mother just decides who leaves.
Yep.
Yes. Also kind of America's Next Top Model.
Yes.
Yeah, especially with what we get with like, you get extra frames, you know, like that.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
But
that
is also RuPaul. But it is very much that.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of ground to cover in these. We're covering the first three episodes today. We'll do the next three episodes the week after. We'll do the last two episodes and then we'll cover the movie as well. So we've got lots of cover. And if you're thinking to yourself, I haven't watched this, that's fine.
We know
you haven't. Yeah. We do not assume that you've watched this.
You should watch it though.
We think probably counting us and the like 10 or 11 contestants, there's been 14 people who've watched this.
No, dude, I'm seeing crazy buzz on the webs. Yeah. From like people you would not think are talking about this. I'm seeing people I follow for completely unrelated things be like, are y'all watching this show?
Also, do you think any of them will get asked to be on the challenge next season?
I wish. Also, pulling Jonathan Bennett as host.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, big deal. I mean, he's already kind of a Hallmark guy though, huh?
He is.
Well, sure, but you better lock that in. Hasn't he been a guest judge on RuPaul's Drag Race before?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think so. He's a great host for this, dude.
Oh, he's excellent.
He's fun.
So perfect.
He's great. I'm not I'm not familiar with the woman that's like kind of co-host with him. I'm not familiar
Jess,
with
bro, her. From Jess, Reba. From Reba.
That's who I know her from.
Great, man. Cool.
And now all she's right. on... Oh, man. It's... Reba has another show with Melissa Peterman, and they have basically the same dynamic. It's a new show.
I think it's called Reba Tuba.
Reba Tuba. That's it.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Straight
and
into
the next one,
VeggieTales.
The next one? The, after they do it?
Reba Threeba. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump it. I thought it just came out.
Listen, the guys come in to this house
dude,
with their props.
This is also Bachelor House in, but in Colorado. It also looks like from the outside.
Bachelor House, but in a Hallmark village.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also North Dallas.
When was this filmed? This has to be like.
This summer, I would assume.
July. Yeah.
Yeah, it is not winter.
No, it's not at all. They look,
but they made it look
miserable when they're outside in all of their coats and stuff.
That's why all of them were like, what if I take my shirt off for this picture?
Yeah, you think maybe I'll take my shirt off. Possibly take my shirt off.
I've never got my picture made before, and I don't know what this dog actually is, but maybe I should have my chest out for
this. Look at this furry little cow.
The guys come in. And I'm gonna run through the guys on IMDb, and let's just a couple seconds on each guy, our impressions. Let's only stick for the most part to things we like about them. I think that
ten. Yeah, these are 10 guys.
So first listed on IMDb of the guys is Hayden. Hayden is from Australia.
Hayden.
He is very handsome.
Here's
and also cute.
Let me let the boys in on something. So when we were first going around having the idea of this, Jordan and I have texted about it a little bit because. He and I had watched this before Doge, didn't want to spoil anything for Doge. It's kind of like we protect each other with the information that we have on good creative content. It is either Stormlight Archive or Finding Mr. Christmas. Like, it's kind of the same.
Yeah.
So two flavors,
We looked at the poster, okay? And just first judgment. I'm like, these two guys, I think, who, by the way, in the first episode, the bottom two. I'm like, I'm screwed. These boys were like, no, it's this Hayden guy. Listen. I thought he was your regular Highland Park, blonde-headed, blue-eyed, Aryan, conservative. I was like, oh.
Then he talked.
Super Hallmark boy. No, it can't possibly be him. Then he talks. He's Australian. Shit.
And he's a sweetie pie.
And
dude.
He's
a
misses his dog. He's recently had a divorce. She took the dog. He's having a really hard time. That'll come up later. I cried.
Yeah.
Finding Mr. Christmas.
That little montage of all the video clips of his dog with the sad music.
Stop. Yes.
And then when in episode two, there is a dog and he does cry at that dog. And that made me, I wouldn't say I cried, but I like it. He's a sweet boy.
Genuinely sweet boy.
He looks like thirsty fan art of Robert Irwin to me.
Yep. Sure. Sure. That's so good. That's so good.
Great, man.
His like side job. Right? Everyone talks about why they're there. You have to have that on any reality television show. What is your motivation? Yep.
Sure.
What is your worldview? We get to that later. But anyways, he feels like he'd be good at it. Spoiler, so do I. And then he, on the side, happens to be a children's magician?
Yeah.
He does magic shows at kids' parties? Are you kidding me?
Yep. Great guy.
Hey,
he is so fun. I'm rooting for him every single challenge.
Yeah. When we go to winner pick, I sort of think we should all give our second place pick just so we don't all have the same winner pick. Because it's got to be. I mean, Hayden is winning this.
Sure.
And I can't wait to watch him. I can't wait to watch him in a movie, but I think we should go with our second place pick just to keep it more interesting.
Yeah.
Moving on from Hayden, who is I think not only is our favorite, but the show's favorite. The show loves Hayden. I'll tell you that. Like,
show loves Hayden. The show. There's also somebody else the show loves that the show is absolutely enamored with this gentleman. We'll get to him in a second.
Interesting. I'm interested to see who you think that is. Elijah is next up. Elijah. Is Elijah Hamilton?
Hamilton.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So Elijah is, he's like very non-type. He's like kind of edgy. He's got like cool hair and piercings.
Here's the thing about Elijah. He wants to be edgy. This is the softest boy
I have ever seen. But I love him. I wasn't sold until episode three, But I love this boy, dude.
I am happy for that for you.
He's bottom half. Even after the just 10 guys, when it was 10 boys, I was like, ugh.
Bottom half, really?
This guy is one of those that kind of, it feels like he wraps conceit in like plush toy, you know? It's like, I don't know.
Interesting. I think that he's cheesy, certainly. Cheesy, certainly.
Cheesy.
But
that's perfect here.
I think I like him. I don't know. I think he's fun.
Sure.
I think he's an interesting fella. He'd probably be in my top three.
Yeah. I think if we're going for talent as well, like medium to low on the acting talent side compared to some of the other gentlemen this season.
I'd say he's above average.
No, dude, he's probably the second or third best.
Oh, I just wasn't buying it. I don't know.
Yep.
The ice skating challenge?
Yeah.
No.
The Tyra Banks in me, which she's there.
Yeah, sure.
One of the toughest things about America's Next Top Model is, especially early on, it was pretty awful to the ladies.
Sure.
It is so superficial. I mean, it's your image. It's literally about image. And so for them, it was very much like a height thing, you know, how tall you are, that kind of stuff. That's just not normal.
Is that what you're gonna
say? He's short, man.
He's pretty short.
And
he did so bad with those dog pictures.
Yeah, he really did.
Astonishingly terrible.
He really did. That was like the college pop-up Christmas tree lighting side thing that he chose to do.
Yeah.
And be funny, but that's not. Well, yeah, he doesn't quite
explain the challenges.
Who's next? Who comes in next?
Blake, our country boy.
Blake,
this is the other fellow that the show loves so much.
Blake, so do I.
I love Blake.
Blake might be a winner pick for me over Hayden.
No. Over Hayden,
he is less talented, but he's a better story for this, for Hallmark to be like, we've chose this guy who has never done anything in his life. And now he's in a movie.
So, okay. I talked to Callie about this though. Part of the pick, because you know the producers are the ones actually picking. And part of the pick is that they've got to pick the guy who's going to be able to get in and get it done. And I think Blake is going
to struggle.
Blake will
be hard to work with.
Yeah. Mm. But man, I love this dude.
He's a great guy.
Every scene of Blake in this whole show, anytime he's on screen, he's just explaining how he's never done or tried something.
He's going to be able to easily monetize whatever happens at the end of this. Whether he ends up being an actor or not.
Of him trying things for the first time.
Yeah. It's just called Blake
Tries.
Blake Does.
Blake Tries.
Dude, everything. It's like, well, I never ice skated before, but I think it's going to be a pretty good show.
Blake Does would be the best YouTube channel.
Blake I know.
Does. That would be great. Today, welcome back to Blake Does. Today, Blake does goat yoga. I've never done yoga before. Never seen a goat before.
Never seen a goat before.
Let's go.
But I can see the salesman in him, though. He's charismatic as hell.
Oh, yeah.
He is, dude. He's great.
He's got it in spades, dude.
Charm.
And he's like, he's got, it's one of those things where you can tell, because spoiler, but in episode two, they bring in just like two moms to watch the challenge. And they are, I mean, they got a mop out there just to make sure everybody's okay.
Thirsty.
But it is thirsty out there. But when Blake comes out, they are smitten with this.
Yeah, they are.
So, I mean, just he's got
like
something.
Genuine. I think it's funny
seems
because
like a great guy.
It feels like a costume that a guy can put on to try and pick up girls is like the realization of like, okay, well, girls like a guy that's foreign. I can't really act that like that. They're going to figure that out. But I can be like a bumpkin. Maybe if I try and be a little bit more bumpkin, that would be more attractive.
Yeah.
But this man is fully pure bumpkin.
Next if you were like, you have to hang out with one of them, I'd be like, me and Blake are going to, I'm just going to show him stuff.
Same. Actually.
I bet he's never had sushi.
1,000% we have not
gotten
to my hangout pick.
Of course he's never had sushi.
We have not gotten to my hangout pick, but.
Okay.
Next up we have the handsomest man who's been on TV in years. Genuinely, shockingly handsome to me. A tall, beautiful black man.
Jonathan. Oh, Jonathan?
Holy smokes, this man is gorgeous.
At, like a college sprinter, high jumper
Every
boy.
Time he smiles, I'm like, they're never going to kick him off. He's going to make it to the end because of how beautiful he
Tall.
Is.
Tall. Yeah, he looks like...
He's not very good at the game.
No, he's not.
He's
he looks like your initial sketch of like idea for a new superhero. And they're like, come on, man. We don't really do that anymore. Make him a little bit more realistic. Who's going to relate to this guy?
Nobody looks like this.
Can you make him 2 inches, 6'7"? Are you sure?
You're
and his skin's too nice. Give this man some blemish.
Not a blemish in sight on this human being.
Yeah, really kind. He doesn't feel... we'll talk more. Yeah, nice boy.
He's nice. I like him. I don't have much to say about him, unfortunately, other than just because
he doesn't have much.
Nice.
That's what
he
is. Yeah.
He doesn't have much to say either.
Yeah, but I like
especially in the first season of a show, you cannot afford to give frames to the people who are not making the show interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
If you want this to hit season two, you can't have much Jonathan.
Hey, it's going to.
It has to, dude.
It has to. It definitely is going to.
Sure.
I want them to do every holiday. Finding Mr. Valentine's Day.
Sure, dude.
Finding Mr. Easter.
Oh, shoot. Am I always going to have Hallmark Plus?
We've got Jamie Tartt's discount twin, Ezra.
Ezra is one of those, I think one of my favorite things about a reality TV show is the recognition of my initial judgment completely changing. There's a character on Survivor right now that goes back and forth for me that is essentially like this. But Ezra to me was like meathead full of himself kind of guy that I got early. But he's growing on me a little bit.
Yeah, it's fine.
I kind of like Ezra.
He's okay.
He's definitely one of those.
I kind of nothing him.
I feel like after episode one, though, you can tell half of these guys and you're like, you won't win. You will not win.
You're just here to pad out the runtime.
Yep.
But Ezra's there and he's fit. He doesn't, his body doesn't make sense. But
yeah, no. Sure. Yeah. It doesn't quit, I think, also.
It doesn't quit.
His body does not quit. Next up, we've got the oldest man in the room, Parker.
39.
Sexy Andy Samberg.
Oh, yeah, I could see that. His whole thing, and it cracks me up, but his whole thing seems to be shock that he's not the best at things. Now, he's humble enough to realize he's not the best, which is, I'll put that in a pro column for him. That like,
Sure.
Yeah. He's not in denial. He's not like, I'm the best, and I can't believe they don't see that. It's more just like, wow, I really thought I'd be amazing at this.
That's interesting. Because I'm sure he's a demigod in his local town, you know? It's
for
like,
sure, for sure.
He's a model too. He did great with those puppy pictures.
He's very pretty.
He does feel genuinely kind. It feels like he works with the guys really well, you know? And you're not going to have, in a show like this, this guy, you'd have to have someone 50 and graying to be any, like a sage, right?
Yeah.
You don't get that. Yeah. Like in Drag Race, in Survivor, there's always the old hats that it's like, you got to watch out for them because they got that knowledge. But you don't get that yet we have not gotten that in Finding Mr. Christmas.
No.
Our future castings, though, boy, it's wide open. Go ahead. Go grab yourself a 50-year-old guy.
If they do returnsies, man, it's game over for some of these.
Get Mario Lopez in here as
next up, maybe. That would be crazy. Mario Lopez versus normies.
No, he's the Mario island you go to get
celebrity
advice.
Finding Mr. Christmas. after Parker, we have the season villain. I think it's okay to say.
Oh.
We have the season villain, Gage.
The Rome of Finding Mr. Christmas. This man is so full of himself.
I loved every moment that this man was on my television screen. Spoiler alert, he goes home in the third episode, but
in a pretty spectacular way.
It's
the criteria for him being eliminated.
Oh, no.
Is unbelievable.
We'll get there.
Yes.
It is the most absurd elimination I've ever seen in a reality television program.
And I have something to say to his credit about that, but
Me too.
I'm so sad.
So does Chelsea, and I'm finally coming around on it, but I was ready to see him.
I'm so sad that he's not here anymore.
Such a strange vendetta, and I think I can only describe it as the thrill against people that I think are like not good people.
Sure.
I wish awful things upon them. And I really need to check that. But like the way I have felt about past contestants on shows and stuff, I'm like, maybe I should pull this back. I'm clearly the loudest and most aggressive in the room right now. And that doesn't feel like me normally. Anyways, didn't like Gage. He was good for the show. You got to have.
He was cracking me up.
The whole concept too of Finding Mr. Christmas that's fascinating to me is it's kind of reality TV, but there is a kosherness to it.
Sure.
Yes.
So what is drama? amongst contestants, amongst a show like this.
It is so like small scale. Yeah.
And if there is a villain, which by the way, is the best thing that you, the best cog in the wheel of a reality TV show is somebody who at least whiff smells like bad.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if you're not doing it, the contestants are going to form it or the production will make sure that it is there. But that's what we did with Gage. And that's
his
really
talking
interesting
head where he was like, I know I killed this. So what are they not seeing in me?
Dude, it's and so here's funny. What's so fascinating about Hallmark to me is we know maybe the three of us are an outlier for liking something like Finding Mr. Christmas. I promise you. Too though, all of the main demographic of this also watches all the shows we watch.
Probably.
These people watch reality TV shows. These people watch Housewives, which is the most catty thing in the world. So I do wonder how much Hallmark will allow. Because here's the thing. If you're a villain, you won't win. It's not like Survivor.
No.
If you even catch a whiff of not feeling like a down-home good person, you're not Mr. Christmas.
Well, I think that's another way you can mark who's likely to win is whose image are they protecting the most in the edit because they want the moms to be like, he loves dogs. He's got to be in the movie.
Right. But the interesting thing is that there's also, and we're going to talk about this when we talk about Gage's spectacular exit from Finding Mr. Christmas. There's also a morality clause in the contestants where it's like part of the criteria they're judging on. Which is insane to me.
That is the number one
dynamic.
You
have to love Christmas.
Yes.
You have to genuinely flirt with your co-star rather than read your lines.
Yeah.
And the third criteria
is
you have to have a good heart.
That is amazing.
Crazy stipulation. No.
If that wasn't in the show would suck.
Well, right. I'm not saying that's bad. I'm saying that's a absolutely bananas thing to be like, here's one of our main three things we're judging on.
It is that is what makes me not, I'm unable to have enough of Finding Mr. Christmas because of that very dynamic.
Yes, 100%.
Which is the counter, it is the juxtaposition to the mold of a reality TV show.
Yes.
Of a competition show.
Is his heart pure enough? You could like somebody, like I could be watching Hayden, but there's a chance that it's like, he's going to litter on accident. Yeah, they're going to kick him off the show.
Yeah. Can you imagine if there was a jury? And at the end, their peers decide who Mr. Christmas is?
We don't know that there isn't. I'll say that. But okay, next up, we got to keep moving through these contestants real quick. Next up is my hangout choice of the show. The person I most want to spend time with in real life, Daxton.
Daxton's so awesome.
Daxton is amazing.
Hey, yeah, I like Daxton a lot.
Hallmark, episode one. The moment that Daxton gets to have with Jonathan, our host.
Yeah.
And Jonathan looking him in the eyes and being like, don't ever let anybody tell you that you're too much or anything like that. Because here's Jonathan, a gay man in an industry that is just now coming out of, or at least Hallmark is, right? We've broken off like denominations of the church.
Yeah.
But like just now coming out of like, hey, that's kind of stupid, isn't it? To just be like, we're just for the conservative white family.
I haven't watched any of the Jonathan Bennett movies on Hallmark, but I imagine he's playing straight pretty often.
Yes.
So it makes sense that Daxton is playing straight in the scenes of this reality show. But I was confused. I was like, do they have gay storylines on Hallmark? I don't know.
They do.
I think Christmas on Cherry Lane does, right?
Does it? Mm-hmm. Well, good for them. Anyway, Daxton
Vic Michaelis
like
has done Hallmark movies?
Uh-huh.
What?
Yeah, they were in one last year. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I gotta watch that.
There you go.
Yeah.
Daxton is the coolest,
I'm not sure.
funnest person.
I like Daxton a lot. I'm not sure how much more we're going to talk about Daxton because of Daxton's exit.
Yeah.
Daxton was medevaced from Finding Mr. Christmas because of a retinal detachment.
That's true.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe
it. It's not funny that Daxton's retina got messed up.
No.
It is very funny that someone was medevaced from Finding Mr. Christmas.
The drama, dude. But I'm saying, if they have returners, Daxton is a shoe-in for season two.
Daxton's back next year. Yeah.
I thought Daxton, like, I think Hayden probably breathed a sigh of relief secretly when Daxton left because that was his biggest competition and his tightest boy. They were friends immediately.
Yep.
My two favorites loved each other immediately. It made me very happy. But yeah, Daxton, big fan. I really, even more than our first boot, I have the least to say of the whole show about our second boot. David.
Yes.
This is the guy who's not making eye contact on the poster.
Yes.
And that is his whole, that is his continued vibe for the 2 hours we have of him in this entire season. He is just not, that's not for him. You know, it's so funny that there's a hierarchy here of being a pretty man.
Yeah.
That's like, in your world, you're like it, dude. Like you're the guy. But then you come with other guys and there's like actual criteria of what people are looking for. You're like, oh man,
dude,
this is a culture shock. I'm not
like an aircraft engineer or something, right?
The picture like, that David took, the photo that he took that got him eliminated, I kept pausing it every time they would show that photo.
Funny, dude.
It is so unbelievably funny.
He just shat his pants.
And the dog's like way over here.
Yeah.
Last but not least, hey, so last, my guy is credited. He's credited on IMDb after the guest.
That's true. You got to scroll all the way to the bottom to get to this guy. And yet, maybe has left the biggest impression on me of anybody.
Dude,
we have
a flash in a pan.
My boy brought a loose guitar to the house.
Just guitar touching open air at all times.
Yeah.
Isaac Ramirez is the first boot of Finding Mr. Christmas. Dude. He is also, he is the source of the hardest I've laughed in a month.
I feel like talking about Isaac is a great way to segue into episode one.
It is.
Yeah, for sure.
It's perfect.
Let me just say this. Isaac looks like sexy Marcelo Hernandez.
Yeah.
It's Marcelo Hernandez is already sexy, first of all.
Sure. Isaac looks down. Like, it looks like if you took him and ran him through a handsome Squidward filter.
For sure.
And so Jess and I have only been being like, oh, maybe this is the real Domingo.
Yeah.
This is actual Domingo.
It could be. His every word that comes out of his mouth is straight from a
novella,
a telenovela. He is
so funny, dude.
His gravitas is all he has.
God, he's so funny.
He
won the first daily.
Yeah. He wins the daily challenge, which is it's a sweater making competition, and he gets to choose the order and the pairs, I believe, that go for the acting challenge, and he decides to go last. And the co-host asks him, Isaac, why did you decide to go last? And he says, and I'm not kidding, call me out if this is an exaggeration.
Hey, play the clip.
Okay, if it comes through, I'll play the clip. But I want to do my impression of it first. Because he says, I like to wait. It's what I like to do.
Dude.
Here we go. Here's Isaac.
I like to wait. That's what I like to do.
Dude.
Bro, the best part to me, maybe we can post this in Discord after this episode comes out. The best part to me is not just him saying that. It is Gage next to him who makes this face like, all right, yeah.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Whatever you say, man.
It's so good. Gosh, man.
I hardly knew him.
What a perfect amuse-bouche.
So bad challenge.
He's incredibly bad acting. Bad.
And this is from the start. Like they're at a wreath making class with this Hallmark actress. And they're there with another guy. And the scene is that they're competing for her attention. And he is just like way too intense and doesn't know his lines.
And here's the drag race dynamic, right? Because mother is choosing, right? There is someone who's ends up being like, they know better. One of the best things about RuPaul's Drag Race, which we've mentioned here, is that RuPaul has walked in with the gravitas and the power because she was the beginning of it all.
Right.
And is hardly ever wrong about someone.
Yeah.
And so seeing dynamics in Finding Mr. Christmas, like I remember first watching RuPaul's Drag Race and be like, man, it makes more sense if this is not as much of a criteria. They probably should weigh this more in this scenario. RuPaul agrees. RuPaul actually knows better than you do. But like, the acting. I was like, hey, by the way, we're finding, like Mr. Christmas is more than just the name. It's like, this will be an actor. Like you're probably, and it will maybe make like 5 to 20 movies a year. Like this, they have to be good.
Yeah.
So it's like, that has to be one of the top criteria of like, hey, if you're bad at this, you shouldn't even be here. And they've done that. I think, you know, 3 episodes in, we have the worst actors are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, except for the phenomenal way that we get rid of Gage because he was a good actor.
He was a good actor, but
we'll talk about that in the second half. I just think the criteria on which they're judging, they're placing in the judging, it feels like such a high value on like read the script, but actually do your own thing.
Sure.
And like
that, I think that's Hallmark filming though, dude.
Dude, that cannot be a value for Hallmark filming because these are such tight turnarounds that can they cannot like I can't believe that these movies have a ton of time to be like, let's run it once as written and then you guys just take it. See how you feel
it's
with it.
It's still on the general highway though. Like we're not
I think this is
going
probably what
in
it's
here.
Like to film a Hallmark movie.
Really?
Like,
I can't imagine there's that much space for improvisation.
Bring your own character
to life. Man.
I don't know, Doge. I think you're right though, because what we've seen, there are some, especially the leads that feel so tight.
Yeah,
and they're thinking so much about what they have to say. So maybe
because
this
we have
is
like a week to
Hallmark.
Film these,
right?
Like, I don't know. I mean, it's cheaper. I guess it's cheaper. You don't have to pay writers as much. You could do 300 of them a year if you're like.
Here's,
and in this
scene,
they go to wreath making class.
I think that's probably it.
Yeah.
Is my guess.
That's fair.
In this episode, we also get Hayden's backstory, which is basically that he went through a divorce and his wife got the dog and he loves this dog. And we get a montage video of him and the dog while sad music plays and he just cries into Daxton's chest. And it's the sweetest thing
it's
you've
so
ever
so sad,
seen in your
dude.
Life.
It's sad.
So it's almost too sweet. Like,
but it's like even the like. I don't know. The reality of the reality TV is so Hallmark sanitized in a way that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Like it is like on another show, I Miss My Dog is not the tragic backstory. He's
right.
not the tragic character of the season. It's just like, yeah, you miss
that's
your dog.
That's not an ingredient.
We're all trying to win $1 million here on this island.
I'm lying that my grandmother died
on
other reality shows. I'm lying
that
my grandmother died.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We know he's winning because they're making... I Miss My Dog, the heartthrob story of the season, dude.
It is so interesting to watch basically RuPaul's Drag Race through the filter of Hallmark.
Yeah.
That's like a Hallmark sanitized version of this. It's so interesting. Yes.
Anyway, that's pretty much all episode one. Isaac, they have like, instead of a rose ceremony, they walk into this like winter wonderland covered in ice and they're all dressed to the nines.
Bro, very Jonathan holiday Bennett, baking championship right here.
Very yes. holiday.
Yeah.
Very holiday baking.
Which is another show that I'm obsessed with. But Jonathan,
does Jonathan
Melissa,
host that
the co-host.
Too? He hosted the Halloween one, I think.
Yeah.
Mm.
No, Jesse Palmer from the NFL hosts Holiday Baking Championship. Trust me, we're current. But
NFL?
The NFL?
The NFL?
As opposed to the other ones?
Six
the
Flags?
The National Football League?
The Jonathan Bennett, Melissa Peterman, and the co-host of the Acting Challenge, whatever it is that episode, they
the
come
Hallmark
out,
guest star of the week.
And then they make the co-host of the Acting Challenge eliminate the person, which is so funny, dude.
Dude. Yes. That's like Great British Bake Off being like someone who likes patisserie just coming out and Niall's like, go ahead, tell him.
I got star
baker. You tell him who's going home.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Isaac goes. He's very sad. He grabs his loose guitar and walks out the front door.
Never heard him play, dude. Do you think he can?
No.
Do you think he can?
No, yeah, I bet he can. I bet he can.
Yeah.
You don't bring it unless you can at least a little bit.
Sure.
Isaac's a firefighter. Those are the three things we know about him. Loose guitar, too intense, firefighter.
No, eight siblings, which I think the whole time, though, he's been meaning to say he's one of eight.
I think so, too.
But he keeps saying he has eight siblings.
Maybe he's one of nine then.
What an interesting thing to do. Why aren't we putting the nine on the sweater? He won, so I'm not going to question it.
Sure, yeah.
Maybe he ate his siblings.
Oh,
yeah. He was taking it so seriously.
I'm one who ate siblings.
So seriously.
He's taking everything so seriously. That's his only speed.
Yeah, he was.
Even when he got eliminated, it was like, my dream is destroyed. I'll never recover. His fire station is going to rip him in half.
Oh, yeah. They're going to roast him
he's
big time.
Done.
If your friend went on this show.
Done, dude.
The first one out.
Do you think this was a growing moment for Isaac, though? Do you think he's like, ooh. Do you think he watches back? Or is he oblivious to how much?
Yeah, I think it's the second one. I think it's the second one.
He has no idea.
I think it's the second one. Let's head to shout announcements and then we'll discuss the next two episodes in the back half.
Welcome to shout announcements. It's a part of the show where we make announcements and do shout outs sometimes. We don't have many shout outs. Shout outs, theaters, you know.
Appreciate shout out Alamo Draft House, where we saw Wicked and Gladiator 2.
Yes, and we'll be reviewing that.
2 weeks ago, we have already reviewed that.
We've already reviewed that, correct.
We've already reviewed that. Probably.
Shout out to that. And to everybody that came out for Two Chunks Movie Club. It's fun. This was our second double feature we've ever done because I wonder how long Hollywood's going to try and pull this off. I think it's going to depend on how well the whole Wicked Gladiator thing goes.
I don't think Wicked is going to be as big of a cultural moment as Barbenheimer.
It won't. I think you're always going to have the flavor of the first moment, right? That it's really hard to beat. But no, I do think it's very, very different. But shout out to those that came out. That's that $5 tier over on Discord to where we talk Glicked, we talk Stormlight Archive really a lot recently. We talk TV. You're going to find people. And, you know, just the fun stuff. Some of my favorite moments, and we've had some of these recently. One of our newest join-ups. Shout out Ben. We could actually shout out Ben for joining our Discord. Just had some questions about like opportunities for something that he wants to make for his daughter for Christmas. And people came in and chimed in. It's like,
yeah,
it's cool, man. It's a community that, you know, started with a bit of a theme, but really the theme is just becoming, you know, love what you love and you get in there and be around people active every day. But we'd love to have you be a part of that. If we were to have you choose between Hallmark Plus and Discord, can't make that decision for you. They're both great.
We would say choose Discord, though, because we're going to be on here. We're going to be on here explaining every single thing that we watch on Hallmark Plus.
Sure.
For the next couple weeks.
Just have that. You could just
get
have
it in
that.
The new year. Yeah.
Yeah. And in the new year, like rate and review our podcast. Go give a listen. We've got a fun. We did a one shot on another podcast that we have called Imagine Dungeons, Dungeons and Dragons podcast that we play with some of our much more talented than us friends, Gage, Vince, Mariah. We did a one shot little Christmas thing that'll be coming on around the holiday season.
That's angry my sweet girl.
Pup. That's my
angry
sweet
pup. Yeah, give Imagine Dungeons a listen. We are rapidly nearing the end of season one. We've got a couple of weeks left. If you're traveling over the holidays, it's a great time to catch up. We're super proud of it. Super, super happy that we've been able to make this show this year. It's been a lot of fun, and we'd love you to join us for the season finale here in the next couple of weeks. And then, like Carter said, we've got that holiday one-shot coming your way. Ton of great stuff. A real good time to have with us, your three friends, and some new friends you may not know yet.
Yeah. You're coming up on that season. I know a lot of us are traveling. If you're hosting your family, that's great too. If you need to have a reprieve to unpack how tough that can be sometimes.
Yeah, go hide in the bathroom and listen to us.
Go listen to it. But if you're making that drive, I think it's a good opportunity to listen to some Two Chunks, Finding Mr. Christmas, listen to Imagine Dungeons, listen to this Christmas one shot. That's what Chelsea and I think are going to do on our Christmas travel is listen to me try my darndest to do it at a voice with some level of consistency.
I have been thinking of the way that you, in that voice, said the phrase, "We see your poochy tummy." I've thought about that once a day since we recorded that episode.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel. Find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Episode 2 is strange.
Episode 2 is the weakest of the first three to me.
I would agree.
Yeah. And you know, I think something that's so fun that I think it was on episode 2 that I was like, wait, soak this in. Rarely, like Traitors has been the most recent new reality phenomenon in my life.
Sure.
Like so, the first season vibe, it's like going into a restaurant for the first time that you're like, this might be one of our spots.
Yeah.
And so you're like, hey, slow down, soak this in.
Take it in, yeah.
Have some grace, right? These things happen. You know, we've got like first season of RuPaul's Drag Race. They're like, yo, this filter on the camera, let's never do this again.
Let's not do that anymore.
Right.
No more Vaseline.
Yeah. But I was like, at one point I was telling Chelsea, I was like, hey, soak this in. Next season, all of our little like activities that we're doing to have a perk, you know, for the final acting challenge or whatever, the budget is so, it feels so low right now. And Hallmark works on a low budget. They're great at that.
Yep.
But it's like putting like, man.
Hey, they're not sleeping in this house.
No, right? I don't think so.
There's no way.
Right?
They're all in
we
a
never
hotel.
See their bedrooms.
Yeah.
Never.
They're not sleeping in this Airbnb.
You never see them. I would love to see next season or soon, whatever they do next. I would love to see like a little more lounging around footage.
Some bus,
see
what the boys some bus drama.
Like. See what the boys are like. You know what I mean?
But that's the thing. We don't care what the boys are like. We want to see if they can convince. No, no, no. The producers. We want to see if they can convincingly play Mr. Christmas so that they can then be Mr. Christmas being Jack Smith in this Hallmark movie.
But the thing is, like the guy that comes in for the dog photography thing, the guy my mom has a crush on, you can just go to his IMDb and find out he's in Letterkenny, and you can watch him be very not Hallmark in Letterkenny. Yeah. So like, it's not like they care that much.
But also, Hallmark is not pointing at this guy saying, we made him. We found him.
Yeah,
this one's ours.
This is like our guy.
We hired him. These guys, Hallmark is like, we made them. We took the raw clay and we made them into this, what they are now.
Yeah, that's the top model of it all.
Yes.
Do you guys remember what the daily was for episode 2?
I've been trying to think of it.
The challenge?
What yeah. The daily. Not the, daily not the dog challenge. One. The one that gave them the advantage.
Wrapping the presents.
Oh, okay, yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They took to wrap presents and then...
Yeah, that was stupid.
Well, and you can tell our poor, you know, Reba's friend. That's so... I need to call her name. Melissa. Melissa, like, is like, wait, what? I'm judging what? She kind of had to make stuff up. She's like, this is all you're giving me?
What am I supposed to do here?
That one I can tell was a boat.
So that wins
love the
or
boat
loses?
Thing. Yeah,
Parker's
and guys getting like...
to wrap his giant... teddy bear was just, he made a bow tie out of wrapping paper and called it a day.
Come on, Parker. Parker works at home step it up. With your wife. Wow, what a good husband. Not here, bro.
Elijah takes the win on the wrapping job. So he gets 5 extra shots in the winner's challenge, the acting challenge or whatever. What do they call it? Stage present or?
I don't know.
Star power?
The star power challenge.
So for this one, it's a photo shoot, an outdoor photo shoot where they're supposed to use props to make a Christmas photo shoot, but then they're all surprised by their special guest in the photo shoot being a little puppy.
A top model.
And
this is so America's Next Top Model.
The highlight of this is that a few people take some hilariously bad photos. A few people, Gage, are genuinely angry that they have to worry about this dog in their photo. Like, because
there are
like,
parts of me, dude. Gage is competitive. And I know that the competitor in me would be like, I'm sorry, his bow overload present is the winner? Like, if you're going to be like, hey, it's a competition, we don't really know the rules, that pisses me off.
Yeah.
And so I get Gage just being like, what?
Yeah.
My guy has kind of been wronged the entire season.
Agreed, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He's a great villain because I agree with him.
Yeah,
but he gets annoyed about the dog coming in. But then what's his name? David? Is that his name? David takes the worst picture I've ever seen a handsome person take because David's very handsome. But then he takes the worst picture.
The thing is, though. Like, he had more pictures to choose from, and there are better... He took better pictures than that, but production was just like, let's screw this guy in particular. We're going to show this picture.
Daxton, I believe, wins that challenge with... And he should have. With the best photo with this puppy anybody takes the entire time. He just looks like a huge lumberjack with a beautiful puppy.
I think Parker won.
Parker won that one.
Our model
did Daxton
Parker.
Win day one?
No,
Daxton.
I'm not
Daxton
won day one.
Co won an acting challenge or something.
Yeah, that's
with Hayden.
So, I guess you're right. Parker won. I think Daxton should have. Parker is a model though, so he took a very handsome picture.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
but Hayden
he took
won
a
our
picture
hearts.
That would be in
Hayden's. Okay, so Parker's photos looked like an REI catalog.
Yeah,
Hayden's looked like the cover of a Hallmark movie. I think Hayden should have won this one.
I do
Hayden,
too.
Hayden
but this is the thing.
Balls his eyes out when this puppy comes out because
it's
as
really
established
sweet.
Before, he misses. I mean, it is really sweet, but it's also so funny.
It's Hallmark sweet where it's like, aw.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
The like Hayden doesn't win this one too kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is when we talk about like the reality, the dynamic of reality shows, like one of the things I like about Survivor is if you're good enough, you'll just keep winning.
Yeah. And but they're like, not going to let that happen here.
They can't. You can't do that here.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do that here.
I think Hayden might be 3 for 3 if that was the case. But the other thing I do want to say, just to address, because it's hilarious, they do bring out just two Hallmark super fans. Their moms, probably in their 50s, I would say.
That won.
They're
something.
Not actors. Did I miss who they were? I thought they were just actors in Hallmark
super
movies.
Fans, dude.
They won just, something. They're super fans.
Some sort of like fan drawing. They got a chance to come out and do this. And
this
these ladies
everything.
Are
yes.
Can I say gushing over these men taking these photographs? Ooh. It is.
This is a
insanity. Yes,
insanity. This is such an interesting move, though, to pull the audience,
target
and put
audience.
Them in the world.
Yep.
And be like, here's how you react, or it's okay to react like.
Yeah.
Or
here's what we give you permission to think and say about these gentlemen.
Yeah.
It is just so funny to me the amount of times that the guys would be like, "What about this prop?" And they're like, "What if you take your shirt off?"
Yeah. Can you imagine if they got to be as VH1?
Yeah.
Yeah. As RuPaul can be sometimes.
Just like slap ass.
Just out of nowhere. Yes. And be like, oh, well, you can put anything in my box. You know, just be like, oh, wait, what?
Really?
Cracking me up.
Really, Hallmark?
It was so funny. And Melissa Peterson is egging them on. Like while they're like, hubba, hubba, she's like, I know.
She's like, I can't say that because Reba will be mad, but you can say that.
She's the ghost of Christmas Reba would morning. Say that, like she gets to come in and be like, but have you thought about this? Look what it could be.
Yes, you are right.
This could be your life. No, so, you must.
Anyway, we boot David after
David goes home after taking a terrible
photograph.
Picture.
It's so bye, funny, David. Dude.
Bye, David.
And he was also not a good actor. So he was
very bad at
just,
the game.
Just bad. Just bad.
Pretty.
Episode 3 is the best episode that I have seen so far. Out of the three I've watched, episode 3 is the best episode for a number of reasons. One,
I would agree.
We instantly start with drama. Daxton has been medevaced for a migrating retinal. Oh. What is it? Detached.
A retinal detachment. Yeah.
Sounds horrible.
Who knows how?
Awful. Hayden has lost his best bud for the second time in his life.
So now, if you're keeping track, Hayden is down one dog, one buddy. Hayden minus one dog, minus one buddy. I had to cross those items off his character
sheet. So he's insurmountable odds here with Hayden. This is the episode where my second favorite person in the show emerged to become my second favorite person in the show. Episode 3 is Blake's episode, Blake? Dude.
Dude, I love Blake from episode 1. He was a ton of fun.
I liked him, but episode 3 is the one where I was like, okay, I get it. He's not just sort of like, he is blindly stumbling through this competition, but I get the vibe that he just does that with his entire life. So he's one of those guys who everything is in his wheelhouse because nothing in his wheel is in his wheelhouse. So always being out of his depth is his wheelhouse.
Yeah. He's a charisma dump stat boy.
Yes. 100%.
Dude, in college, man, he says yes to everything. You can always count on Blake wanting to go. Sure. I'll go with you to blank. Whatever it is.
He is doing a good job here too. Like he genuinely is good at these challenges. So anyway, this is my favorite challenge we've had so far is the daily, not the star power challenge, the daily challenge where we get to watch Gage put on the performance of a lifetime trying to hold the, so basically they have a pulley system with a rope and like 100 pounds of Christmas lights that are tangled.
This is crazy.
And one guy in the partner pair has to hold the lights up with the rope and the other one has to untangle the lights. I've never seen somebody, this is like challenge level effort being put forth by Gabe and he's like sweating in his cheeks. He's like,
by Gage? Dude, here's what happened. This is the difference between like water weight. Like this is the difference between like fit to look pretty and like fit.
Popcorn muscles,
this
be
fit. Yeah.
Yeah, because Jonathan is like, and Blake are just like, what is this?
Yeah.
This ain't nothing.
I'll pick this. I'll lift this.
Dude, even Hayden's a little skinny boy. Yeah. And Hayden's like not struggling at all to hold on to this.
Yeah. Blake's just Gage, like, this is just
they
like,
all
just
better
like
be glad that Daxton went home because Daxton's huge. Daxton was like one of the tallest people there. I feel like he would have just sat down and held it. But
big boy. Isaac would have been good too. He's probably looking at it and he's like, man, that's what I do.
I could have done it. I could have done it.
I could have done it.
Because that's what
I could have lifted those Christmas lights because
like
that's
to lift.
What I like to do.
That's what I do. Yeah. anyway. And a lot of firemen do lights in the Christmas season. That's a thing.
This is true.
They do lights on buildings. We've got firemen friends.
That's why he had to leave. He had a contract.
Yeah, he had
to go put some lights up.
But
it's what I do.
Anyway, Gage and is it Elijah again?
No, there's only one winner of this one, right?
No, they're partners. They had partners.
Yes, partners.
I think it's Gage and Elijah again.
Oh, you get to go ice skate before.
Five more minutes. You get five extra minutes with the script and with the skates to practice.
Well, nobody got to skate at all except for the winners of this.
Right.
Before they had to strap the skates on. Yeah, yeah.
So the Star Power Challenge here is
this is my favorite one that we have seen. My favorite Star Power Challenge.
Same.
It is. So the challenge is that you have to skate. You have to do a scene on skates with your Hallmark lead, your Hallmark guest star of the week. That's the stated challenge. There's an additional moral component.
Hold on.
Let's wait
just a second before we get there. Let's describe the entirety of the skating challenge because the scene itself is so funny to me. They have been given this script.
Pretty wild.
Dude, Blake's butchering of the name.
Renegold.
Did you know that it would, the name say Rudolph wasn't actually going to be his name? Could be Renegold or Rolo.
The script's on Reginald, and he just Renegold.
But
here's the thing, dude. He just pushes through. Nobody even cares that he beefed it.
No.
He just pushes right through. So yeah, they skate in a circle. None of the guys are very good at skating. They skate in a circle, flirt, talk about, tell me something I don't know. Oh, Rudolph wasn't going to be named Rudolph. Oh, you silly boy. I meant something I don't know about you. Oh,
And then it's like a full stop. Stop skating, face each other. The thing you don't know about me is I've never been this excited for a date in my life.
No, they wanted to be in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. That's the fun fact about them. I wanted to be in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. They actually train a lot. It's actually really hard. And this is the best date I've ever been on in my life. Do you think we should be in love? Like, that's basically the scene.
Is anyone else imagining if Isaac was still there for all of these challenges?
Oh, yeah.
I am.
Yeah, maybe he's doing them at home. Maybe he's just self-taping all of them at home and sending them in.
Of course. And you know, dude, you know Daxton would have strapped on those skates and been like, oh, you mean like I do five times a week? I'm ready to crush these idiots.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Daxton, they should be so thankful for his wonky eye. So yes, that is the stated purpose of the challenge. Doge, tell us about the secret.
The secret morality clause is that apparently a key ingredient of Mr. Christmas is you have to have heart. It's absolutely insane. They alternated. So like every other contestant got like either route A or route B of the morality clause where they had to prove themselves. Route A was one of our other actors who's skating with us is going to fake fall. And we're going to see if you offer to help them.
They don't know about this. The contestants don't know that this
contestants
is fake.
Contestants have no idea. So they just, in their mind, they're doing the scene and then one of the other actors falls. We need to see if they're going to help them. Route B is when they go to get their skates, the second set of contestants, when they go to get their skates, the producers are like, all right, now we're a go. Knock the skates over. And the guy at the booth accidentally knocks all the skates over. Woo, I dropped the skates. And then we have to see if our prospective Mr. Christmases will help them. Every single contestant passes the morality clause, except Gage from Garland.
Okay, here's where I want to stop down for a second.
We forgot to say Gage
is from Garland. He's from right
Gage
here.
Is from Garland, as Texas as boy. Is our friend Gage.
Texas, Kansas, and then like Canada and Oklahoma.
And Australia.
All 10 of our contestants.
Are from one of
it's
these
either
places.
Like different country, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas.
Okay. I have a problem with this.
Hey, me too.
I do think, and they even bring it up. They bring up my problem with this for Gage.
So our guest actress
brings up this problem.
All of the boys who had the skate challenge were like, oh man, hey, you dropped those skates. Let me help you pick them up. Great. They passed. They're good people.
Easy.
We can stamp on them and say good person. Everybody but Gage, who got the falling woman, offered to help her up. Like stopped. It was after their scene. They skated over to her, reached down to help pick her up and be like, I'm so sorry you fell. I thought I was going to fall. Skating's hard. Are you doing okay? Picked her up and helped her.
I have three problems with what happened to Gage. Number one is I think they all should have had the pick up the skates challenge because I think it's tough to do two different versions. Number two.
What did Gage do? Let's tell him what, because nobody's watched this. Let's tell him what Gage did.
The skater falls, just like she did for everybody else. The skater falls, and instead of going and helping her up, Gage sort of makes this loud, like, hey, don't even worry. That's going to be me in just a second too. And then she gets up and he moves on. He makes a joke about it and he makes a self-deprecating joke about it. So here's the problem I have. Number one, everybody else's skater, as far as I could tell, fell after the scene was done.
after their scene.
She fell at the beginning of his scene. And I can understand if you're nervous and you're not used to being on a movie set, you're like, am I even allowed to go over here? Now, I would do it. I think I would go help this girl up because I think I would probably be like, well, we'll just reset. Got to make sure she's okay. But I understand when you're nervous and you want to make a good impression that you don't want to like ruin the scene and run over and help somebody up. But
don't want
to
embarrass her more. Don't want to like, I don't know you. I don't know how cool you are with like me offering to touch you. Like that's a personal boundary. I don't know what your vibe is. He still
if they're gonna do the
made
skate
sure
thing,
she was okay.
They should have done it at the end of the scene like they did with almost everybody else so that he knows
I agree. They should have done it at the end.
But two, I get the deflect with humor to like diffuse tension for the person who's hurt. Like somebody stubs their toe and a bunch of people turn to look at them. I understand the like deflect with humor, make it a thing and like create more surface area for attention to come off of the person.
100%. Somebody stubs their toe and you're like, oh, we're kicking stuff. Let's kick stuff. I'll kick stuff with you.
You're like,
definitely.
I get it.
Yeah.
Should he have been penalized? Probably because it's Hallmark. They don't want somebody who's going to deflect with humor. They want somebody who's going to go
Here's
be like, my dear, are you well? Like, yeah, sure. Yeah. Kick him off because of that. But I do think it's this poor guy crying on his way off the show because he's like, I think I've got a lot of self-reflection to do. And I don't think I know myself very well at all.
Here's the thing.
Oh my God.
No. This is the best thing that's ever happened to
For
Katie.
Sure.
Because, no, that he got caught. Because I genuinely believe that we have sifted out, bro, let's get the worms out of the beanbag, bro. Out of the rice.
No way. I wanted him here forever.
No.
He's so funny.
We know. You know that for 2.5 episodes, if someone was like, can you guess who fails this out of these 8?
Yeah, dude.
You're guessing him. And you're angrier. If this exact scenario happened to Blake and he got voted off, he's gone now, you are 10 times angrier. Because you know Blake is a better guy than that.
Dude,
but for Gage, there's still a little bit that's like, well, would he?
So my
would
frustration.
Would he have ever helped this person?
Wait till episode 6 to do this then so that Gage can stick around and cause drama.
My actual frustration
with this
though is that
drama.
Like that Gage was better at the acting than some of the folks who stayed. And like at the end of the day, Mr. Christmas is an actor.
Dude,
he's not an ambassador. It's not like winning Drag Race where you're like, I'm actually part of RuPaul's family. Now.
Bubba?
It's, no, you're
yes,
not.
Yes, it
you're
is
an
now.
Actor.
Nope.
That's crazy.
I think that's what we've established here is like,
that is crazy.
If they wanted an actor, they'd hire an actor. They're trying to hire a mascot for Hallmark that makes moms
that's
be
it.
Like, I watched him become Mr. Christmas. That's why.
True. Yes.
The thing
yes.
I'm excited about is watching the movie, not because I think it's going to be good or because I think Hayden's going to be a great actor. I'm excited to be like, we watched his whole journey here, man. He really made it.
That
he really
crazy.
Made it.
This is
it's
in
like
a skewed way.
It's a backwards from Justin to Kelly.
Yes.
It's
this
like
is in a really skewed way. And like with the little that I know of it, like more Miss America.
Sure.
Than anything else.
Totally.
You know? Well, are you going to be the person who, and honestly though, in Drag Race, when it's down to the final three, I think RuPaul's making the decision about like, who is a world ambassador?
Yes.
Yeah.
Who is going to be the person that can go out and represent the brand.
I want to be so clear.
So
Gage was never winning. I knew Gage was never winning. I don't want Gage to win. I'm bought into the premise. I want the cheesiest, sweetest boy to win. That's what I want to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, I'm bought in here, but I just wish that they had let him, no pun intended, skate on by for a few more weeks so that we could have more of Gage being in disbelief that he's not the best person.
Sure. Because his eyes are so blue and
They're
you know,
so
his,
blue.
His mom has always said he's such a pretty boy.
It's so
funny. Why do they not see it?
I would never hang out with Gage, but he's cracking me up. Also,
prediction
if
for
I
me.
Ever tuck my shirt into jeans, take me out back and end it.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. Actually, I probably would just wait to see if you would help up a woman who's fallen on her skates.
Okay,
and if you don't do that, then it's over.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Prediction for me, moving forward. We've lost our villain, right? So what do we do to create the drama? We've lost the biggest drama is gone. Here's what I think we might do. And this has nothing to do with me accidentally seeing episode 4.
He did watch it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. I do feel like when the pressure is on, people change. We've seen this happen in reality TV show a lot. Drama can come up and you start to realize how much someone wants it and they want it to the point to where it feels a bit more selfish. I think that's going to stand out even more in Mr. Christmas. I'm interested to see how Ezra handles this. Or not Ezra, Elijah. How he handles... Because he's been in... this guy has gone for roles and parts for a lot of his life.
He toured with Hamilton.
What is
for
it like when
years.
He gets there? Yes. What is it like when he doesn't necessarily get what he wants?
When these guys who are not actors are beating him at acting challenges, how does he respond?
What's going to happen now?
That's
because
fair.
Here's the thing. I have a feeling Elijah.
Don't like him. Don't like him. No, I think he's a sweetie pie.
Let's look for it though. I bet Hayden starts to piss off Elijah.
Maybe.
Mm.
Because he's just
four,
oh no,
I'm slashing
just stumbling
tires.
His way in. Throwing the bow. The moment he threw his bow over the shoulder.
It was too good.
In the wreath challenge.
Yeah.
Too good.
Yep.
Okay. Let's give winner predictions of the whole season. But obviously, do we all agree that
Can't
we think
Hayden
is the most likely to win?
I think so. Yes. Hayden's most likely
Let's
to
give
me.
Our second winner pick then. And then also everybody but Carter, let's give who we think goes home in episode four.
Yeah. Okay.
So for me, it's Blake. I think Blake and Hayden are the final two of the show.
I agree completely. I think Blake is not good at acting, but I think that...
But he kind of is, though, in a weird way.
He's Hallmark good, where it's just like he's not good at acting, but he's good at being Blake, and Blake is really charming.
He can
and
you charisma can put, Kool-Aid man his way through these
You can put real
scenes.
Blake in a Hallmark movie, and it's like, I mean, somebody, an actor would play this character like this.
Yeah.
So you just got to write it for Blake.
And I also think there's something to be said for, like, he's a little Southern gentleman. People love that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I like Blake a lot.
I think to be different, because I would say Blake too.
Okay, mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Yeah.
I've been harping on him. Maybe it is Elijah.
I'm gonna watch with a more critical eye because I don't see what you see in Elijah. I do think he's cheesy. I fully agree that he's cheesy and a huge dork. But yep. I think he's a sweetie pants. I think he's a little sweetie pants.
Maybe I'm jealous.
He's a sweetie pants.
Maybe I just need to check in with my counselor.
His vibes are too cool.
Just so you know, if you happen to check IMDb to figure out who's on this cast, it will tell you how many episodes they're in. So I did just find out who goes home next episode.
Really?
IMDb did it to me, dude. I fell on my skates and IMDb was like, stay down there. You deserve to be down there.
Dang. Well, I know who I think the next three to go are. If that
who do you think matters. The next three to go are?
In no particular order, I think it's Jonathan, Parker, and Ezra. I think are the next three to go.
There's definitely tiers, right?
I think I went to youth group with Jonathan, Parker, and with Ezra. Those sound like
Jonathan
such youth
Parker.
Group kid names.
JP, my friend JP, Jonathan,
my
Parker.
Friend JP, my friend Ezra.
Yeah. No, I think the next three to go are Jonathan, Parker, and Ezra. I just think that they are in this next tier of like, they're okay at the acting stuff. They're pretty good at the modeling stuff. They're not great at the charisma
They don't
part.
Have the charisma.
Yeah.
Yeah. They I have think no unique
you gotta have that charisma.
Talent.
Yeah.
I know, I beat you to it.
They need
you could feel it too.
They need charisma.
You said it faster than you normally would.
Charisma, hilarity, riz, inner completeness. They need sovereignty. They need talent. They need
you need to get it out.
Mores. They need
get talent.
They need all of smelling good. And they need lots of sassiness. And I think that gives us Christmas.
Did you say mores?
Yeah, like social mores.
Like eels?
They need to...
Oh, I thought you meant they need like eels. Here's my tank of eels. Let me be Mr. Christmas.
Honestly, my brain was spelling Christmas and just making words happen, so...
I was, I caught the end of it and I was like, what was he trying to spell?
It doesn't matter.
That was good.
It really doesn't matter. I'm in love with the show.
It's great.
I'm devastated that in real world, as the crow flies, we have 2 weeks to watch... Three more episodes. As far as listeners go, it's only 1 week, but for us, we're recording early. So I hate that I have to fill three episodes in the next 2 weeks. I wish it was 20.
I'll speak into it. I will speak it into existence right now. Something that I want us to do on these episodes in like our first half, now that we're not talking about three Mr. Christmas episodes each time, is with the current cast of Hollywood personalities. Let's find our Mr. of different holidays.
Yeah.
Who out there in the world is Mr. Thanksgiving to you?
That's amazing.
You know,
Steve Martin.
We'll steer clear of things that would be offensive. Don't say like who's Mr. St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
I don't think we can do that. But we'll find Mr.
Let's
Valentine's
cast
Day.
Miss Christmas as well.
We can do that.
Yeah.
We can do that. We'll find our Miss Christmas. She's going to be British for me. I guarantee you that.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Okay. Wow. Wow. Well, that's going to do it for us. We've had 6 competitions on the show. To sign off, let's give our name and let's say out of those 6, how many you think you could have come in first on.
Who?
For 2 Chunks and a Hunk, I'm Jordan. 5.
What's the one you don't think you would have come in first on?
Dog pictures.
Okay, let me think of these. Let's list our comp. What was our first competition? Sweater?
Sweater.
I'm Doge. I'm winning that for sure.
Yeah. I think all 3 of us are winning sweater.
Winning sweater. I'm winning the wreath making
100%.
Class. That 100%. Was crazy. That's so easy. What was the next competition?
Wrapping presents. Wrapping.
But you don't have to do good. It has to be funny. That's all they seem to care about. Is that
yeah,
it's a funny
I'm winning
wrapping
that.
Job.
These guys are terrible at that. What's the dog pictures? I'm not winning dog pictures.
That's for sure.
Fifth one was, what was the daily for the most recent episode?
Dude, holding up the lights. All of us could just grab it and sit down. Every winning single one of us could just grab it and sit down.
I'm winning the skating one because I can skate.
Same. Yeah.
It's easy.
I'm winning the skating one. Easy.
5 out of these 6 have me written all over them.
Dude, I would say 5 out of the 6, but I'm switching. I think I could win dog pictures. I wouldn't win skate. I can't skate at all.
Can you not?
Really? I would try so hard to be. I would be crawling to help the lady that fell.
That's endearing.
Because
though,
I can't even stand on skates. I would just be like.
You can't rollerblade either?
Didn't Blake just walk?
No.
Didn't Blake just walk?
Yeah, he's just stomped.
I'm telling you.
He just kind of marched.
I don't even think I can do that.
I don't think it was real ice too. I think that's the other thing.
I twisted my ankle. Probably the worst I have in the last 2 or 3 years, which I've done it 15 to 20 times.
Whoa.
Just walk
what
into
kind
my
of
car.
Life, what kind of life are you living where your ankle is in jeopardy like that?
Dude, one who was in athletics for 18 years and
just
had reckless abandon, willing to die for the people that I played with.
Sure.
And I destroyed my body.
Sure. Yeah. This
if I was a Radiant, it would be different. If I could heal myself, it would be different, but I'm still not a Radiant. And so I have to rely on other people to heal me.
Well, we'll see you next time for more of the best show that's literally ever been made in the history of
Please watch it.
If you do watch it and you're in Discord, tell us you're watching it. If you watch it and you're not in Discord, but you have one of our phone numbers, just text us. I just want to know that our people are watching.
Send us a DM on Instagram. Yeah. I want a whole 2 Chunks Nation to be watching this with us.
Finding Mr. Christmas. Come on. Come with us.
This is crazy. Please watch it.
Y'all know you like that Hallmark series. Y'all over in the Discord. That was one of your favorite ones.
When we wrote
Feliz Navidad. You're going to love this.
You got to do it. All right. We'll catch you guys on the Christmas flip.
We love you. Bye.
Best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.